of the Americans on the Eve of the Revolution. The late historian Carl Bridenbaugh asked, "Who can deny that for them the very core of existence was their relation to God?" And that was at a time when, according to the research of Ben Hart, 99.8% of the Americans were professing Christians. But today we see the rise of wokeism, which is at war with historic Christianity, even if such wokeism is sometimes found among professing Christians. And one thinker and writer who warns against wokeism, including wokeism in the church, is Neil Mammon. He's the author of some books. He's the founder of NoBlindFaith.com and also the website MyChurchFinder.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point, and we welcome Neil Mammon back to the program. Neil, great to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Honored to be back again.
Sure. Before we get into wokeism and the church, how about a comment about wokeism versus America's true founding, our nation's true history?
Well, if you look at the American ideal, the American spirit, it was always one of independence, one of you kind of work through all the odds, you know the world is against you, you get your community behind you, and you march forward and you make things happen. And yet, if you look at the concept of wokeism, the concept of wokeism is basically based on blaming other people for everything that is going through your life. Now, it's true that other people can be the cause of pain in your life, but if you become a victim and you embellish this victim ideology upon yourself, then you then hurt yourself and you hurt everybody else. Worse, you hurt America, right? So the whole idea behind wokeism is that we're going to blame a group of people, whatever that group of people is. It might be the, as they say, cisgender people. It might be the white people. It might be the whatever you want to call them. You start blaming them for your faults rather than trying to work through this as a community. And that's basically what's happening. And to be clear, wokeism is pure Marxism. And when I say pure Marxism, you'll say, wait a minute. I don't see wokeism in any Marxist country. Absolutely. Exactly. Because if you try that in a Marxist country, they'll probably kill you. They'll probably throw you in prison in Siberia or whatever. It's a Marxist doctrine to try and destroy America from within. And what's the best way to destroy America? And that is to create strife within it. And so you see critical race theory that's trying to cause almost a race war. It's trying to divide the races, divide the communities. Oh, you're brown, you're black, you're white. We're not Americans. I always call myself an unhyphenated American because I'm not an Indian American. I'm an American, right? Heritage is Indian, but I am an American 100% through and through. I adopted this country. This country adopted me, welcomed me, and I want to make sure that it's successful.
Well, an example, I think, of wokeism and their attack on America as founded is something called the 1619 Project, where This group stipulates, and by the way, there's a lot of reputable historians that have looked at that and said, this is just not true. But anyway, what they do, they stipulate that America's real founding is in 1619, when the first African slaves came over into Jamestown. So America's real founding isn't 1776, it's 1619. And they have this project where they're teaching children about this, and they're actually under the auspices of the New York Times to give it credibility. And they've even had TV specials about this. And, many reputable historians have said, this is crazy. One of the stipulations they had was that America's revolution was all about protecting the interests of slavery. That's crazy. If you read
which is absolutely crazy.
Go ahead.
If you look at the founding fathers, if you look at what Jefferson said, the only reason they allowed slavery to continue when they signed the Declaration of Independence is they thought they needed a couple extra states into the battle. And the reality is they didn't. They kicked out those states and said, look, it's just as 11 states. I believe it was three states that wanted, but one state would have given it up. So it probably was going to have been, if it had been 11 colonies that were fighting against England, I'm betting the other two colonies would have come along eventually and joined us. And we wouldn't have had the problem of slavery. So it was never about slavery. They just made the compromise because they thought that they needed those extra states. But the reality is that Jefferson himself, who penned the Declaration of Independence, said later on, he said, America will suffer if they do not ban slavery. America will pay the price, and America did. So I want to jump right into what we're trying to do right now. So what's happening is that churches are going woke, right? We're seeing all these different churches going woke. We see big old colleges and universities going woke as well. So there was a gentleman named Roger Ellswick. He runs a number of car dealerships in the Houston area, Community Auto, man of God. He said, look, I need to help the churches identify, I mean, the people who want to go to churches identify who's woke, what church is woke and what church is not woke. Because if you go to a woke church and you're tithing the church, you're supporting this horrible infrastructure that's destroying America. So he came up with this idea to have a website where we can identify churches that are woke versus churches that are good. Now, it turns out that you don't want to be a woke church, because we did an analysis and we found out that woke churches have been losing their congregants. And in fact, in the last 20 years, they have dropped 50%. On the other hand, conservative, hardcore, biblical, politically active, culturally aware churches have grown 175%. In fact, what's interesting about this is the conservative churches are growing at 15% a year, which is twice as fast as the rate of growth of America. America is only growing about 7% a year. So conservative churches are growing twice as fast. So if you want to kill your church, in fact, we just heard of Multnomah School of the Bible went woke and went bankrupt, and they were bought up by non-work university. So you want to not be woke, and you want your church not to be woke. But on the other hand, if you are going to a woke church, we want to show you how to find a non-woke church. So we created the mychurchfinder.org. And what it is basically we send pastors a survey, 45-question survey, and it identifies three main things. The worst ranking you can get is would not recommend. That means you don't pass any of our tests. The lowest ranking you can get is a C, which is you're biblically sound, and we give you tests on do you believe in the Nicene Creed or the theology of the Nicene Creed, if you're a non-creedal church, and we ask all these, do you believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God? We ask all these questions. So you've got to pass that, you get a C rating. On the other hand, if you to get a B rating, you have to be culturally aware, which means that you have to be able to say that you teach about abortion, you teach against homosexuality, you don't do same-sex marriages in your church, you teach against transgenderism, and you're not a socialist. And so we asked some questions about socialism. So that would make you give you a B rating. To get the A rating, you have to have all that. And you have to be politically active. That means that you have to preach about the elections. You have to have voter guides. You have to encourage people in your church to run for office. You have to get involved. You have to put up the issues, petitions, register people. That is an A church. And once you get to an A church, you're going to be a very fast-growing church, and we want you to help grow faster. Now, here's what's important about that. It turns out 1.7 million people, according to Bard, which is the artificial intelligence for Google, now called Gemini, when we did some research on it, they came up with the number of 1.7 million people search for a church every month. Now, if that's a family, maybe many of them are families, that could be up to 6 million people searching for a church, right? 6 million people searching for a church every month. Well, what kind of church are they searching for? Well, chances are they're searching for a non-woke church. And if they're non-Christians, they probably don't know, but if they're Christians, they're looking for a new church that's not woke. So you want to be found by them. So you want to go to mychurchfinder.org. If you're a pastor, you want to go there and you want to say, register and answer the survey questions. You'll get on the list. Anybody who finds it, wants to look for a church will go there and find it. If you go to a church, if you're not a pastor, but you go to a non-woke church and you say, hey, our church needs to be on this list, then what you do is you go to that same website, mychurchfinder.org, and there's a link there. You can click on it. It'll say, ask my pastor to add his church. And it's, and then you click on it, you put your pastor's email address in there. It shoots him an email and it says, hey, pastor, so-and-so has asked that you fill out the form. And you get the email, he gets the email, and then we remind him every so often. And then you need to go remind him, obviously, yourself. Hey, pastor, you wanted more people to come and find our church? Then you should send him here. And the idea here is that we're building up a community of non-woke, biblically sound, culturally aware churches who are politically active. And these are going to be very important in this election year.
Okay. There are probably some listening to us who would say, I'm on board with all these things you're saying. However, I won't cross the line in terms of partisan politics. Political activism, yes, get out and vote. Vote our biblical values. Vote pro-life. You know, against same-sex marriage, if that's somehow on the, you know, on the ballot, or the transgender movement where they're just ruining the future of so many kids that are confused. It's just unbelievable. And yet somehow there's a line there where people are not willing to discuss partisan politics. And I can understand that. In other words, where they won't even, you know, discuss the particular political parties. But if they preach the biblical perspectives, you know, let the, you know, the viewer understand, you know, the Bible is pro-life. It's not in favor of abortion rights. So your thoughts, well, though, you see the difference between political action?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and okay, so elaborate, please.
Yeah, so we don't ask anyone to, we don't ask the pastors to recommend an individual. They can't. We have pastors in our, here in Idaho, where I escaped to, who do promote people. We have nothing wrong with that, just as long as the pastor says, this is my own recommendation, because we know that people can be faulty. But what we want them to push is the values. Are you voting not your values? We don't want you to vote your values. We want you to vote God's values. You don't have any values. Any values you have are going to be evil unless they're God's value. So we want you to go out and vote God's value. So when you look at anybody, you've got to have a guide. How do you know how any – people don't have hours and hours, so there needs to be a voter guide. And the voter guide is going to say, this person, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever, this is how he's voted in the past. These are his platforms. This is how they align with biblical platforms. People are not going to be able to do that work on their own. They need to be collaborating with other people and creating these voter guides. In fact, we have a partner called biblicalvoter.com or .org, and you can go there and you can find, a lot of times you'll find voter guides for your area, and we want people to add to that. So this is the kind of thing that you have to do. We're not saying go vote for A or B or C person, but we are saying go for A value, B value, and C values, and these are very critical. And if you don't do that, then you are actually falling down on the job and not preserving America for your offspring. I mean, and this is a critical thing. This surprises me. I came here as an immigrant, right? I escaped a Muslim Sharia law country to come here. And yet I see Americans squandering their freedoms because they're not getting involved politically. Well, you know what? The left is getting involved politically, and their churches, the liberal churches, are getting involved politically. Why are we not doing that?
Well, that, you've taken the words right out of my mouth. Okay, so give us an example of what you mean by a woke church. I mean, you've already referred to some of the issues. We have about a minute and a half left. Go ahead.
Yeah, so woke church. By the way, their website is mychurchfinder.org. Not .com, but .org. .com is somebody else. So mychurchfinder.org. So woke church will be one that has a diversity pastor that has that talks about social justice. We all know social justice is socialism, that is so worried about color or diversity. A woke church would be one that promotes homosexual marriage. A woke church is one that does not insist that if you're in ministry, you better not be subscribing to the gay lifestyle or not be transgender or whatever. They're going to make a difference. They're going to talk about these things. They're going to teach you why transgenderism is destroying families and children, and why homosexuality is destroying people's lives, homosexuals' lives. If you love a homosexual, you can't ignore the fact that homosexuals live shorter lives, according to the CDC, not according to me.
Okay, we have 30 seconds left. Mychurchfinder.org. 20-second closing thought from Neil Mammon, please.
This is a great place where we just started, so we don't have that many churches on there. You've got to get on there. This is an important election year. This is an issue that grieves the heart of God. There's so many issues on that ballot that it grieves the heart of God. We've got to get out there. We've got to take our country back. And if you don't, years from now, people will look at America and say, how did people with so much lose do nothing to preserve it?
Amen. Neil Mammon, thanks. All the best. God bless.